In animation, an orange-tinted moon hangs above the jagged branches of a tree. Pink and purple leaves blow in front of a title, Mickey's House of Mouse. The word mouse shimmers and transforms into the word villains. The leaves blow again and a roving view settles on the shining exterior of the House of Mouse. Several characters walk to the front entrance. The evil queen in her witch form leads the group inside. A light flashes and the ground rumbles. Jafar steps out of the tiger head-shaped cave of wonders.
Happy Halloween.
He gives the doorman a golden scarab.
Oh boy, trick or treat. Tonight, I'm gonna go out and scare everybody.
You scare everybody? Donald, on the scare-o-meter, you're barely a squeal.
She's right. You're not gonna frighten anyone dressed up like a big red bunny.
Bunny, I'll show you.
Donald wears a devil costume. Backstage, Minnie peers around the curtains at the audience.
There seems to be an awful lot of villains here tonight.
Aw, relax, Minnie. It's Halloween. I'm sure they're not up to any tricks.
Halloween at the House of Mouse. All treats and no tricks. If this were my house, I'd run things differently.
Add a splash of evil.
Pillage and plunder.
Blah, blah, blah. Every year it's the same thing. All talk and no play. What a bunch of dull villains.
Well, this year will be different. I've got a trick for Mickey Mouse, but you'll all have to wait until midnight.
Ooh, it's a Housketeer Halloween! So grab your garlic and get set for America's most haunted. He's Count Mickey Mouse!
Welcome! Welcome, my children! Oh, boy, I love Halloween! Lots of haunted happenings around town. Why, Chernabog threw a big party. You know, it's easy to get to his house. Just make a right on Bald Mountain.
It's funny, because it's true.
Why, I even saw Hades. He was really painting the town dead.
Love that.
Hey, I also heard there's a big shindig over at the Elephant Graveyard. It's BYOB. Bring your own bones.
A hyena steals meat from a plate.
And now, let's start off the fun with this tricky Halloween tale.
A movie plays on the screen. In it, the moon hangs over a village at night. A witch on her broomstick flies to a bell tower. She bangs the bell with her broom and several bats fly out of the tower. The witch flies in a loop, then lands on a wooden fence. She tiptoes across the fence and comes to a perched black cat.
Boo!
The cat bolts away. The witch continues down the fence and comes to a pumpkin. It turns to reveal a jack-o'-lantern's face. The witch fearfully darts behind a tree. The jack-o'-lantern moves.
What manner of ghoul is this?
Dressed like a ghost, Louie wears the jack-o'-lantern on his head. Huey wears a devil costume, and Dewey wears a witch's hat and carries a broom. They march to a house in time with the music. Huey presses the doorbell with his pitchfork. Inside, Donald takes firecrackers from behind a bowl of candy. He opens the front door.
Hello, boys! Trick-or-treat!
The duckling's bags explode. The witch's broom flies away.
Whoa, Beelzebub! Whoa! Steady there, old boy! Now here's your trick!
Donald pulls a string and water pours on the ducklings.
Show ya, boys!
Oh, bless their little black hearts. I saw the whole thing, kids. Down, Beelzebub, down, please. Thank you.
Oh, look, a real witch.
Oh, joy. Thou do believeth in witches. Just for that, I'll help thee get thy candy.
Another one.
Donald opens the door.
My name, sir, is Hazel. Witch Hazel, that is.
Donald tugs her nose and water pours on her.
That quacking rogue is tougher than I thought. Now come here, boys. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I need some very gruesome ingredients. A cauldron of swamp water, Double, double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble. Eye of needle, tongue of shoe. Hand of clock that points at two. This is the real thing, you know, right out of Shakespeare. Neck of bottle, tail of coat, whiskers from the billy goat.
Tell you what, Hatcher.
Repulsive.
She drops the whiskers in a bubbling cauldron. A column of flames erupts from the pot. The ducklings gape.
Delightfully gruesome reaction.
She tastes the potion and explosions rattle her hair. She bounces away from the cauldron, then spins to the ducklings.
Kids, this stuff's loaded.
Hazel fills a hand sprayer with potion. Her broom picks up the ducklings. They fly off.
Catch it fast.
Donald looks out his window. The young ducks and Hazel ride the broom to a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Trick-or-treat, trick-or-treat, trick-or-treat for Halloween.
The witch sprays potion on the pumpkin and it comes to life.
Your little white house turns green.
Hazel sprays a paintbrush and it paints green lines on Donald's house. The brush paints Donald's face. Hazel sprays wooden posts, and they turn into three ghosts.
And if you want your gate to circulate, oh-ho!
We can do that, too.
Donald cowers as the ghosts march to his front door.
For Halloween, when ghosts and goblins by the score, ring the bell on your front door.
Donald answers the door, and a ghost ruffles his head.
Nightmares will come true.
Now, are you going to treat or not? Kids, this pigeon's a pushover.
Donald locks his pantry with a key. He swallows it, and Hazel listens to his stomach.
I just been itching to cast a spell on you.
The broom lifts Donald off the floor.
Hocus pocus magic shower, put his feet within my power.
Hazel sprays Donald's feet with potion. They stomp frantically, then turn blue.
What was that stuff?
Feet? Kick out that key.
Donald's feet kick his own stomach.
Yippee, look at him dance.
Hazel plays her broom like a banjo. Donald's head bangs into hanging pots and pans. They stick to his feet.
Do-si-do, now mind those rules with your old flat feet just a-kicking like new.
Donald's feet kick his stomach.
Oh, from a trade away out west, that's where the cactus grows the best.
A cactus sticks to Donald, and he catches the key
down,
in his beak.
Down, sound, then turn on
me. Donald's feet prance toward the smoldering fireplace. He clutches a rug as he tries to pull away, but loses his grip. A flame touches Donald's bottom, and the key flies out of his beak.
Nothing to it.
He slides the key under the pantry door.
Now you've made old Hazel mad. I'll cast a spell that's double grim. Smash that door down, feet. With him.
Donald's feet turn pink, and he runs headfirst into the pantry door.
This hurts me worse than it does you. Now take a longer start. About a mile or two.
Donald sprints to the horizon outside.
Get ready, kids. Here he comes.
Flailing his arms, Donald runs through a field and into the house. He lies on the floor under the broken pantry door.
I thought he'd listen to reason.
Arise, what you gather?
The broom hits his head.
Come, Beelzebub, it's nearly dawn. Yeah, it mustn't be late. Goodness me. Goodbye. Goodbye, kids.
Goodbye, Lasher. Bye-bye.
So when ghosts and goblins spy the score, ring your bell or pound your door. Better not be stingy or your nightmares will come true.
In the House of Mouse, Tweedledee and Tweedledum applaud.
Oh boy, somebody in a scare.
Beast enters.
Halloween treats can be really spooky, like mechanical houses that act kind of kooky. So sit back, relax, and let's take a looky.
Another movie plays.
In a humble little house that needed some paint, lived a tired Mickey Mouse trying to sleep, but he can't. You see, the problems were plenty in this house that he had. The roof always creaked, and the drafts, they were bad. The furnace turned on with a clatter and clunk, making pipes sputter, steam, rattle, and plunk. With a slap and a bang, the shutters did slam. This noise, it continued ad nauseam. He rolled and he tossed under his pillow and sheets. Poor Mickey was wishing the sounds they would cease.
I can't take this racket another night longer. I thought that I could, but I couldn't be wronger.
He threw off his blankets and slunk to the sink.
Perhaps I'll feel better after a drink.
But the water came out in a way unexpected. It sprayed from the drain in his face, misdirected. He wiped off his mug in angry defeat.
Ooh, that's the last straw. My decision's complete. I'm fed up with clanking, ker-slamming and squeaking, the whistling and knocking and roof always creaking.
Poor Mickey was irked, a bit peeved, you might say. His mind was made up that he must move away. So he gathered his things and emptied each drawer. The last thing he did was lock the front door. Then Pluto and he marched up the next street where new houses stood, all spiffy and neat. He found a nice dwelling that drew his attention with automatic devices of the latest invention.
This house is electric,
said the salesman with pride.
If you push this red button, you'll travel inside.
With the flick of a switch and the pull of a lever, the house, it transformed.
This is really quite clever.
The design's ergonomic for comfort, you see.
Grinned the salesman as he pushed buttons 1, 2, and 3.
The furniture folds right into the wall.
It makes a great shortcut into the hall.
This kitchen is sparkling.
It's synthetic steel. There's even a robot who can cook you a meal.
But how do the floors here all stay so clean?
Should dust ever settle, there's a vacuum machine.
Are there shutters that bang, slap, rattle, or slam?
Not a one, not a bit, not at all, my good man.
I'll take this new house,
said Mickey with zeal. After escrow and closing, the contract was sealed.
This newfangled house is now where I'll stay.
He then thanked the salesman and sent him away. So Mickey settled back in his modern recliner with buttons galore.
Ah, what could be finer?
Whatever he wanted was his right away. With a touch of a button, he got a snack tray. His chair, it reclined and rubbed his back so. Then on came some music and dimmed the lights low. Said Mickey with a yawn as he scratched on his head.
It's time for a bath, then I'll toddle to bed.
He pressed the red button and rolled across the floor. His chair went upstairs through the new bathroom door. With a splash and a splunk, the brushes did clean.
What a wonderful thing, this bathing machine.
Special arms then conveyed him off to his bed and tucked him in gently. Then a story was read. Mickey was cozy, all snuggled up tight. But he tossed and he turned as his thoughts did excite of buttons and switches and movable stairs, computer controls on reclining chairs.
There's so many things in this house with to play. I want to stay up. I'll just sleep in the day.
He leapt from his covers and slid past the clock. He flung open the door but discovered it blocked. There stood the robot. Its finger it wagged. Before Mickey knew it, by the seat he was grabbed.
This just isn't right. I don't need a rest. I want to get up. Stop being a pest.
The robot drops Mickey in bed.
Mickey scampered away, heading straight for the door, but the robot was fast and stopped him once more.
Bedtime is fine, but this is my house. You're making me angry. Don't cheese off this mouse.
Mickey escapes.
So he turned and he climbed out of the open window and snuck away quietly on tippy-tiptoe. But little did he think that out in the back, the robot was waiting for another attack.
Enough is enough. I'll take this no more. If you want to play rough, get ready for war.
Mickey punches the robot and runs off.
A bucket of water. That's just the right thing. When the robot comes in, I'll pull on the string.
Mickey readied his plan with his own little trap. The robot came in, and then, with a snap, the bucket tipped over and water came out. It splashed and it soaked him completely throughout. He sparked and he fizzed that man made of steel. He jolted and bolted and began to unreel. Electricity surged in the house all about, zapping the circuits and shorting them out. Food from the fridge was flung in the air. It splattered and spatted in the poor mouse's hair. He ducked and he dodged, but he could not escape. The jelly that hit him was cherry, not grape. Back into the bath he was dragged very quick and repeatedly scrubbed with a soap on a stick. All sudsy and wet, Mickey Mouse tried to flee, but the vacuum was now on a house-cleaning spree. The hoses, they swung, they flailed, and they sucked. The brushes whooshed past, forcing Mickey to duck. He grabbed up a lamp and began to fight back. But right at that moment, the recliner attacked. Mechanical hands squeezed him up tight. But Mickey was valiant. He put up a fight. When things looked their bleakest and all hope seemed lost, Mickey picked up the chair and gave it a toss. It hit the controls and smashed them to bits. The buttons, they flashed and flickered in fits. Mickey spotted his chance to get safely away. He snatched up his dog and then he did say,
"This place is a monster, not what I'd call home."
He watched that new house shake, sputter, and groan. It fell with a crash. In less than a minute, he turned to his pup and said,
"Glad we weren't in it."
Dejected and sad, they both strode away, Mickey and Pluto with nowhere to stay. The rays of the morning added some light, greeting Mickey Mouse with a warm, friendly sight. A little wood house that needed some paint. It wasn't quite perfect, but still, it was quaint.
"Oh, we could stay here just for a while,"
said Mickey to Pluto with a wry little smile. Later that night, all warm in his bed, Mickey Mouse snuggled up as sleep came to his head. The furnace, it clanked, it rattled and shocked. The shutters flew back, they slammed and they knocked. The wind, it did whistle round the chimney, it moaned. But Mickey didn't stir, 'cause he knew he was home.
In the House of Mouse, the robot applauds. Donald sneaks up on the three fates at their table. A fate takes out her eye and points it at Donald.
"We've got our eye on you."
"I'm fully. I'll never be scary."
Donald may be trying to scare everybody, but here's a story where he gets spooked himself.
A movie plays.
The following presentation will demonstrate how to haunt the living. But before we begin, one must be...
Goofy returns to his house as a ghost.
Not living.
He tries to hang his hat on a hook, but it falls. He walks through the fridge.
The fine specimen observed here is commonly known as a ghost.
Ghost? Where?
Why, you, my friend.
Me?
Yes, you have just joined the ranks of the supernatural.
Oh, that explains what all that racket was out there. Hey! I'm not ready to be dearly departed!
Don't you worry. It's only temporary. Just long enough for you to demonstrate how to haunt a house. Step one, choose a house to haunt. Finding the right house is all about location, location, location. And what better place to look than the classified ads?
Ooh, let's see here. Creaking hardwood floors, fog and shrouded breakfast nook, and formal dying room. Perfect!
Goofy strolls to a Victorian mansion. He walks through the front door. He steps back and wipes his feet, then enters again.
Step two, selecting a hauntee.
On a game show set.
Hauntee number one is a likable mouse and popular American icon.
Oh, gosh, I'm scared.
Hauntee number two is a cow who's a real mover and shaker.
I'm scared, too.
And finally, Hauntee number three is a hot-headed duck who's a real quack-up.
I'm sorry. Nothing scares me.
Oh, I know who I'm going to pick on.
Step 3. Being creepy.
In the mansion.
Nothing is quite creepier than the creaky front door, which opens all by itself.
Goofy spits on his hands and rubs them together. Donald steps to the door.
Here goes.
Goofy opens it.
Oh, automatic doors. How convenient.
Donald strolls inside.
Having successfully creeped your intended haunty out, you're now ready for... Step 4. Looking like a ghost.
In a bedroom.
With an ordinary bedsheet carefully draped over you, sneak about in a menacing manner.
Goofy bumps into a lamp and tangles in it.
Hit my hand! Ouch!
He bumps into a bookcase and it falls over. He bumps into a stuffed bear and its mouth falls over his head.
Continue this macabre dance of the dead and watch as panic and terror wash over your victim.
Goofy falls out a window.
This method of haunting is only made possible by the unique eye holes that have been cut in the sheet.
Eye holes? Now you tell me.
Step 5. The dark. Everyone is afraid of the dark. Use this knowledge to your haunting advantage.
In a bathroom, Goofy switches off the lights as Donald takes a bath. Donald claps and they turn back on. Goofy turns off a lamp and Donald switches on a flashlight. Goofy turns it off and Donald wears a miner's headlamp. Donald lights a candle and Goofy blows it out. He lights a match and Goofy pinches it. Donald cracks a glow stick and Goofy swipes it from his hand.
Oh, this is getting silly.
Goofy flushes the glow stick.
Step 6. Things that go bump.
In the bedroom, Donald climbs in bed with a book.
A ghost has a wide array of scary sounds with which to frighten their unwitting victim.
After other attempts to disturb Donald, Goofy's ghost crashes cymbals, walks on accordions, and uses a leaf blower. The ghost pushes a crying baby in a carriage and backs up a big truck.
I just don't understand it. How to sleep with your eyes wide open?
He reads the title of Donald's book.
Oh, come on. I'm tired of being a ghost. Hey, Donald, wake up.
Donald spots Goofy.
A ghost!
Donald runs away. He sprints downstairs and Goofy sinks through the ceiling. Donald runs through him.
But Donald...
Donald runs outside. He returns as a ghost.
Sorry, Donald. I just wanted to tell you that I'm a ghost. Now, you are too. Now, settle down, Donald. It's only temporary.
That's right. Just long enough to demonstrate how to end the cartoon. Begin the end by chasing each other into the distance, then scream comically. Followed by an iris out.
In the House of Mouse, Goofy applauds.
Everybody knows there's only one thing to really be afraid of on Halloween, and that's ghosts, especially when they're the lonesome ghosts.
Four derby-wearing ghosts pop out of a table. A movie plays on the screen. In it, shutters swing open and shut on a dilapidated snow-covered mansion. In the living room, a book titled Ghost Stories lies on the floor beside an empty chair. A yawning ghost appears. The ghosts crowd around a newspaper.
Notice, we exterminate all kinds of ghosts, day and night servants.
Why, guys? Let's get them over here and have some fun with them.
We'll scare the pants off them.
they use a phone on the wall. In an office labeled Ajax Ghost Exterminators, Mickey, Goofy, and Donald snooze around a desk. Their phone rings.
The telephone!
The telephone!
The telephone?
They fight over the phone.
Hello?
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 Do you chase ghosts?
Do we chase ghosts?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'll say we do.
Well, this house is full of ghosts. Listen.
Come quick.
It's the old McShiver Mansion.
Okay, we'll be right over. Oh, boy, a customer!
A customer!
A customer?
In the mansion, a ghost peers out a window. Outside, Mickey, Donald, and Goofy trudge through the snow. The ghosts roll up like shutters and disappear. Mickey listens at the front door, then knocks again. The door falls in.
We're from the Ajax Ghost Exterminator Company.
The gang glances around the empty mansion, then they cautiously creep inside. Goofy startles Donald. Mickey shushes them, then leads them inside. They walk over the door, which rises into the air. It slides out from under the ghost hunters and replaces itself in the doorframe. The group rolls on the floor and their equipment falls on them. A mousetrap snaps on Goofy's nose. He pulls it off and it snaps on his fingers.
Ghosts? We'll separate and surround them.
The gang shakes hands and tiptoes off in different directions. Mickey creeps down a hallway and a ghost follows close behind. It takes off Mickey's hat and knocks on his head. Mickey turns and aims his shotgun, but the ghost plugs the barrel with his fingers. The gun backfires and the barrel explodes. Mickey tosses it away and chases the ghost upstairs. The ghost goes into a room and closes the door. Mickey bounces off the door, then tugs the knob. The door and frame fall to the floor, revealing a blank wall behind them. The door opens and several ghosts march up through it, playing musical instruments. They pause before a set of doors, then tap dance through them. Mickey opens the doors and a torrent of water pours through. Wearing bathing suits, the ghosts ride across the water on surfboards. One pilots a motorboat in a circle around Mickey. A whirlpool forms, spinning the mouse, then the water and ghost disappear. In a hallway, Donald peers around a corner. Behind him, a ghost smashes dozens of dishes to the floor. Donald hides under a chair. A ghost sneaks up behind him and throws a pile of chains on the floor. Donald leaps into a chest of drawers, and a drawer pops out with him inside of it. He hides under the overturned drawer, then peeks out. Furrowing his brow, he scans the empty room, then tosses the drawer away. A ghost appears behind him and smacks him with a wooden plank. The ghost swats him again. The ghost mockingly raises its fist. Donald punches the ghost. The ghost crashes through the floor into icy water, then the hole disappears. Donald touches the floor. The ghost pops out of the floor and spits water on Donald. It sinks into the hole and disappears again. Donald tries to dive in, but hits his head. Water pours out of Donald's hat.
That's a fine tiny ago.
Elsewhere, Goofy walks with an axe in hand.
Oh, I'm brave. But I'm careful.
Behind him, a ghost bangs a dish with a spoon. Goofy runs off and scrapes the plaster off a wall. The ghost plays a trombone behind him, then disappears. Goofy bolts into a room and peers out the doorway.
Why you scared of no ghosts?
A ghost sinks through the ceiling behind him and kicks him in the backside. The ghost runs off and Goofy chases after it. It jumps into a dresser drawer. Goofy searches the drawer, but the ghost pops out of another one and rings a cowbell. Goofy bolts to his feet in a fighting position. He looks at the dresser mirror and sees the ghost instead of his own reflection.
For a moment, I thought it wasn't me.
The ghost mimics Goofy's movements. Goofy adjusts his clothes, then starts to walk off. He pauses and turns back to the mirror. He leans close, and he and the ghost peer into each other's eye.
Something wrong here.
He wiggles his finger, and the ghost does the same. Goofy scratches his head. He puts his thumbs in his ears and makes a face. The ghost mimics him. They both stick out their tongues, then only the ghost does. Goofy startles, then touches the mirror. He flips it over and peers at the back of the dresser. The ghost rings the cowbell. The mirror flips back over, and Goofy peers at the ghost in it. They move side to side in unison. Goofy picks up speed, and the ghost moves out of sync. Goofy startles, then crouches with a scheming expression on his face. He bounces rapidly up and down in front of the mirror, and the ghost keeps pace with him. The ghost falls out of sync.
I know you. You're a ghost.
The ghost pokes Goofy in the eye, and he leaps through the mirror. The ghost pulls his legs, and the mirror spins around with Goofy lodged in it. Goofy falls into the dresser and struggles. He bites his own foot, then strangles himself. His face turns blue, and he goes limp. Goofy's face returns to normal. He spots his own backside rising above the edge of the dresser. He raises a pin above it, then pokes himself. Goofy struggles inside the dresser, and the ghosts gather to watch. They push the dresser down the hallway. It slides downstairs with Goofy inside. The stairs lead to a storage room where Mickey and Donald wait. They leap behind barrels of molasses and flour, and the dresser crashes into them. Molasses covers the ghost hunters, and a puff of flour turns them white. The ghosts run downstairs. The molasses-covered ghost hunters look like ghosts. The real ghosts run out of the storage room and sprint through the mansion. They leap through a window. Outside, fleeing footprints appear in the snow. The ghost hunters gather at the window. In the House of Mouse, the audience applauds. Dumbo flies overhead. The lonesome ghosts clap at their table.
So, Goofy, having a spooky time?
Yep, but not as spooky as the time I dressed up in those skin-tight yellow leotards.
Right.
Hit it, Horace!
Another movie starts. In it, a purple moon hangs low over a majestic valley. Yellow glittering light transforms into a glowing yellow-colored Goofy. Fairy wings flap on his back, and he wears a green robe. He points a scepter, and several other glowing yellow Goofies fly through a patch of mushrooms. One of them crashes into a mushroom. A group of three does loops in the air, and another flies into a spider web. A frog wraps its tongue around three of the Goofies and pulls them into its mouth. Smiling, the frog swallows. The Goofies flutter in formation above a stream, and two fish leap out of the water. The robed Goofy motions with his scepter, and several others fly ahead. Three crash into the robed Goofy's back. Glaring, he motions for them to join a lineup. The robed Goofy hovers in front of the line and motions to a yellow flower. He releases his scepter and it floats in the air. He pushes up his sleeves and spits on his palms, then swings the scepter like a baseball bat. A bolt of energy shoots from the scepter to the flower, making it close into a bud. The robed Goofy motions to the lineup and they fly off. Two of them tap flowers with wands and the buds close on their hands. Another soars around a frond, then taps a flower. The bud captures him, and his feet stick out of the closed petals. Three Goofies tap flowers growing from a branch. The buds close, then the branch falls off. Several other Goofies close flowers. They hover at attention beside the buds as the robed Goofy inspects them. He glares at an open flower, then puts his hands on his hips. In a tree trunk, a Goofy lies sleeping in a carved-out bedroom. As he snores, he blows the tips of his shoes. He awakens and sits up, then stretches. He scratches his back and armpit. The Goofy glances at a watch leaning against a wall, then bolts out of bed. He quickly brushes his teeth, then takes his hat and wand and flies out of the tree trunk. He soars past the second-story window of a nearby house. A child's silhouette appears behind the glass. Elsewhere, wearing an annoyed expression, the robed Goofy leans against a stalk. He looks at his watch. The Goofy from the tree trunk arrives and salutes, and the robed Goofy points to the open flower. The worker struggles to close its petals using his arms and legs. He crashes to the ground at the robed Goofy's feet. The leader points to the worker's bent wand. The worker flicks a star at the end of the wand, and it spins. The robed Goofy gives an annoyed look. The star glows, and the worker flies back up to the flower. He waves at the robed Goofy, then pushes up his sleeves and spits on his palms. He swings his wand like a baseball bat, but spins out of control. He falls into the cap of a mushroom, and his hat floats down to settle on his backside. A sinister-looking boy rises from behind a nearby bush. He spies on the Goofies, then sneaks behind a tree trunk. Leaning around the trunk, he sneers. At the flower, the robed Goofy stares at the worker lodged in the mushroom. The boy's shadow falls over the clearing, and he captures the robed Goofy in a glass jar. The boy sneaks away and disappears over the horizon. The worker stares after them and puts a finger to his lips thoughtfully. In the house, lights flash in a bedroom. Jars full of captured bugs lie on a shelf. The robed Goofy awakens and spots dead insects in jars and mounted butterflies on the walls. At a workbench, the boy uses a soldering iron. The robed Goofy cowers in his jar, then spots the worker waving from an open window. The worker hops to the shelf and tiptoes to his leader's jar. The worker tries to lift the jar, but it tumbles onto its lid. The boy glances over his shoulder, and the robed Goofy sits casually in the jar, twiddling his thumbs. The boy returns to his work, and the worker carries the jar away. He slips on a pencil, and the jar rolls off the shelf, smashing on the floor. The boy swats at the Goofies with a fly swatter. The worker drags the robed Goofy as he dodges the blows. Carrying the robed Goofy in his arms, the worker hops onto a baseball and rolls it to an open pizza box on the floor. The robed Goofy falls face down on the pizza. The worker pulls him away just in time to dodge the fly swatter. They hop across several melted candles and hide in a skull. They fly out of the skull as the boy swats it, shattering it into pieces. The robed Goofy opens the face of an alarm clock and hides inside. The worker pulls him out and they fly under a blanket on the bed. The boy waits at the foot of the bed. They dodge his swipes and leap into a toolbox. They hop out, disguised in a pair of work gloves. They run across the floor, then tumble out of the gloves. The boy brandishes an umbrella and the Goofies jump into a toy box. They hide in a toy boat, a car, a rocket, and an airplane. The Goofies run out of the toy box as the boy swats it with the umbrella. The robed Goofy does flips in the air and lands on the floor. He dodges thrusts of the umbrella's tip. The boy scoops him onto the umbrella and the worker blows a trumpet from inside the toy box. He flies out of the box and flutters around the boy, who fends him off with the umbrella. The boy steps backward onto a skateboard and slips. He falls on his backside and the open umbrella lands on his head. The worker does a loop in the air and waves his wand at the umbrella. It closes around the boy. The Goofies fly to the window and the leader smashes into the glass. The worker pulls him through the open section. Now, beside the open flower, the robed Goofy sits in a wheelchair with a cast on one leg. The worker swings his wand like a baseball bat and spins in place. He stops, then lightly taps the flower. It closes into a bud. The robed Goofy gives him a thumbs up. The worker pushes the robed Goofy's wheelchair and they fly into the distance. The worker flies back and flicks his wand. In the House of Mouse, the yellow Goofies applaud from their table. Penguins wearing bow ties carry trays of food around the room.
Say, isn't it time for your Halloween trick?
Patience, Iago. Midnight nears.
And now, put on your best grim grins for this Halloween treat.
A movie plays on the screen. In it, Donald and his nephews listen to a radio in their living room.
Attention all listeners. Attention all listeners. Ajax, the terrible gorilla, has just escaped from the city zoo. Be on the lookout. This animal is a killer. That is all. Breckenridge.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie clutch each other in fear. Donald points and laughs at them. He spots a pair of furry gloves on a side table. Donald switches off a lamp.
Uncle Donald! Uncle Donald!
The lights turn on, and the ducklings find Donald gone. Wearing the furry gloves, Donald swipes at them from behind the couch. The ducklings flee behind a door. Standing on his brother's backs, Huey peers through the keyhole at Donald wearing the gloves. He makes a cutting motion across his neck. Later, the brothers each wear a section of a gorilla costume.
It's not like a pretty good story, by gosh. It's for the pictures, too.
Wearing the gorilla costume, the brothers sit in a chair. Not looking, Donald sits in their lap.
What's up, Donatron?
Donald licks a lollipop.
You was a beautiful princess. Oh, I was so beautiful. She lived in a...
The brothers bite the lollipop with the gorilla mouth. Donald notices the bite marks in the shape of fangs. He looks up and spots the gorilla head, then bolts out of the chair. The ducklings poke their heads out of the costume and laugh. A real gorilla rips open a window and enters the house. The brothers spot it approaching. Its mouth waters as it bares its fangs. The brothers run to Donald, who hides in an umbrella stand. He notices their gorilla costume and chases after them. They run to a doorway and encounter the real gorilla. They run off as Donald arrives. Donald tugs on the real gorilla's head, then spots the brothers in the costume. He stares into the real gorilla's mouth. Donald sweats. The gorilla dangles Donald by the shirt.
Attention all listeners. Remember, you can master any wild animal by looking him straight in the eye. That is all, Brackenridge.
Donald peers into the gorilla's eye and sees a tombstone reading, "Here lies a dead duck." Donald shoves an umbrella into the gorilla's mouth and opens it. He runs off. Later, Donald leads his nephews as they creep down a hallway. He carries an axe and Huey carries a candle. Wax drips from the candle onto Donald's backside. Huey pulls it off and it maintains the shape of Donald's tail feathers. The elder duck slaps it away. On all fours, the group continues creeping down the hall. They come to a door, and Donald waves for his nephews to stop. Huey keeps going and burns Donald's backside with the candle. Donald glares at his nephew, and his head transforms into a steaming tea kettle. He snatches the candle from Huey.
Get out of here! Get out of here!
He ushers them along.
Get going! Shh! Not so loud! God, those kids. What did you do something right once in a while?
Donald accidentally holds the candle flame under the doorknob, then grabs it. Later, he tiptoes down the hallway. He peers through a doorway and spots the gorilla walking upside down along the rafters. Donald rushes away and the gorilla drops from the ceiling. Donald runs up its arms and comes face to face with the beast. He flicks one of its fangs with his tail feathers. The feathers tap his head, point to the fangs, then motion him away. Donald runs off. He slams a door behind him and the gorilla tugs on the knob. It rips the knob out of the door, pulling Donald with it. The gorilla peers through the hole, then slams the piece of the door with Donald attached back in place. The beast hops up and down, then notices Donald clutching the door. Donald bolts away, and the gorilla chases him. The gorilla leaps, and Donald dodges. They run on their hands, then Donald zooms ahead. They run off a balcony and spiral down a wooden post to the floor below. In a blur of speed, Donald runs upstairs and sets a stepladder at the top. The gorilla runs up the ladder and crashes through the ceiling. Donald peers up through a series of gorilla-shaped holes. On an upper floor, the gorilla stands on a bed it crashed through. It leaps down through the holes, and Donald flees, using the stepladder as stilts. The gorilla reaches for him, but Donald dodges. He trips over a step, and the ladder smashes into two long pieces. They lodge in a pair of boots, and Donald continues fleeing on the stilts. He leaps over a table, and the gorilla chases after him. The beast grabs the stilts and Donald goes flying. He slides across a long table and the gorilla runs underneath to meet him on the other end. Donald runs back across the table, kicking planks from its top to the gorilla's arms. The gorilla compresses the planks, then cracks them over his knee. Donald lies across a gap in the tabletop. The gorilla pushes the table, squeezing Donald into a ball. It bites at Donald's tail feathers. The feathers poke the gorilla in the eyes.
Attention all listeners, in order to subdue Ajax, use tear gas. That is all, Brackenridge.
Huey uncaps a grenade and throws it through a doorway. It lands on the table and yellow gas wafts up into the gorilla's nose. Its eyes fill with tears. Donald notices the gorilla weeping. The gorilla rolls into a ball, wiping its tears with its feet. The gas wafts into Donald's nostrils. He starts to cry. Later, the gorilla and Donald wrap their arms around each other as they weep. Donald holds a handkerchief to the gorilla's nose. In the House of Mouse, hyenas applaud at their table. Backstage.
It's midnight. I've got a trick for Mickey Mouse. Sorry, Minnie, but we don't want to be dull villains on Halloween.
Jafar motions to Captain Hook, who motions to Cruella de Vil. She holds a switch on the wall.
Okay, everybody, now it's time for a change of pace.
Lights out!
She flips the switch and the power goes out.
Right you are, Mickey.
It's Halloween, you know, and with just the right touch.
Hook snatches Mickey away.
This could be quite the place.
Full of wholesome, happy faces.
Hanging out, filling time.
Where everyone's a friend of mine.
Inside this evil joint.
Every guest gets to the point.
This day will live in infamy.
Mouse is history!
The villains release ghosts and bats.
It's our house now! It's our house now!
It's the bat you can't ignore!
Shut the window!
Lock the door!
It's our house now! Bring so much to please and fun! Join the rabble rousing round! It's our house now!
How the coolest cats fit in so perfectly!
Every evil queen gets due respect.
Love your work.
You'll forget your troubles, put your trust in me.
You had your fun.
You played your play. But every role in the past is day.
Ka drops Mickey and Minnie.
It's our house now. It's our house now.
What a place for shaking fun.
Mickey and Minnie get tossed outside. The sign changes from House of Mouse to House of Villains. Later, Jafar stands in a spotlight on stage.
Now that the House of Mouse is our house, things are going to be a little different.
All right, Jafar. You've had your fun. Now I'm here to set things right. And I brought my boys. So, are you going to get off my stage, or are we going to have to make you?
Ursula, Hades, and Chernabog, a towering winged demon, join Jafar. Mickey and his friends' faces fall. They fly out the front doors.
Nice try, Mickey. But you and Goofy, and especially that scaredy duck, are about to get a real fright.
A movie plays. In it, the moon above a village transforms into a jack-o'-lantern. On a street, a jack-o'-lantern rests on a mailbox. Dressed in devil costumes, Huey, Dewey, and Louie creep down the sidewalk. They come to a long staircase leading to a house on a hill. A steaming cauldron lies under a tree nearby. The brothers approach, and Minnie pops out of the cauldron dressed as a witch. The ducklings hide in a jack-o'-lantern, and Minnie scoops a cat out of the cauldron with a ladle. Minnie stirs the cauldron, then pulls out a ladle full of candy. The brothers hold out bags. She drops a mountain of candy onto their heads. Later, the brothers walk to another house. Outside, a casket with mouse ears lies on the ground. It opens, and the brothers find it full of candy. Mouse ears rise from the candy, and the young ducks quiver in fear. Dressed as a vampire, Mickey rises from the casket, and the brothers hide in their candy bags. Mickey tosses them each a pail shaped like a jack-o'-lantern, then sinks into the casket. Their bags full, the brothers walk off. Louie lags behind and opens the casket again. Several bats fly out, and he runs away. His costume gets caught in the casket's lid, and he drags it with him. A gate cuts it away. Louie runs after his brothers. They tiptoe over a hill where a lone tree stands. Feet appear under the tree, and it runs after them. The tree blocks their path. It spins around, revealing Goofy. Dressed in a pink rabbit suit, he tries to scare the brothers. Easter decorations stand behind him.
Hoppity, happy Halloween!
Goofy takes out an Easter basket and hands the young ducks colorful eggs.
Halloween's not for eggs, it's for candy.
Candy.
Now, the brothers approach a ship on a beach.
There's one last house. Yep, at the Donald's place.
At the door. Huey peers through the keyhole and spots a figure inside watching TV.
What a stingy grouch.
A masked figure with a hooked hand towers over them. The ducklings' ghosts rise from their bodies, then fall back down. They bolt away, leaving their candy bags behind them. Huey and Dewey hide behind a tree, then pull Louie to their side. They peer around the trunk.
We lost them! Hey, what about the Donald? We gotta run them!
In the ship, the hook hand lies lodged in a table. The figure takes off its mask, revealing Donald.
Boy, oh boy, did I scare them!
He takes handfuls of candy from their bags. Outside, the brothers go to a window and peer inside. They spot Donald kicking a dummy of himself out of a chair, then sitting down beside a bowl of their candy. He eats a handful, then spits out a cracked egg. He picks up several lollipops and bites them all at once. Donald tosses the sticks away, then picks up the whole bowl of candy and buries his face in it.
So that's the trick, eh? Okay, here's what we're gonna do.
The ducklings huddle. Later. Donald drops the empty candy bowl. His nephew's shadows creep across a wall. He turns to look at them, but they hide. Donald scans the room, then settles in his chair. The shadows continue creeping behind him. Donald bolts to his feet and looks behind his chair. At the table, one of the ducklings squirts glue into the hook hand and mask. Their shadows creep back across the room. Donald startles and grabs a baseball bat. Wearing the mask and hook hand, he leaps out the front door. A police officer stands outside.
Hello.
Three young ducks have gone a-missing. You seen this fella? No? Then try this.
He holds up a mirror. Donald tries to pull off the hook hand, but it sticks to him.
Just as I suspicioned. You're under arrest, laddie!
Donald shoves the officer away and runs off.
Come back, you maniac!
The officer's coat falls off, revealing Huey, Dewey, and Louie inside. Donald hides behind Goofy's tree. Goofy holds up a wanted poster.
Hold it, you bad maniac person!
No, it's me!
Goofy pelts Donald's mask with eggs, and Donald runs to Mickey's casket. The lid opens, smacking Donald in the face. Mickey rises from the casket and Donald runs off. He hides in Minnie's cauldron. She bangs the side with the ladle. Trembling, Donald rises from the cauldron. Minnie, Mickey, and Goofy surround it.
Get 'em!
Donald tries to run away, but the cauldron flips on top of him. It bounces down a hill and Donald catches his hook hand on a tree branch. The glue stretches and snaps, launching Donald and the cauldron into a far cemetery. The cauldron bounces between tombstones like a pinball, then rolls into a mausoleum, which crumbles. Donald rises from the cauldron and a tombstone lands on his head. His mask cracks and falls off. Donald tugs his beak back into shape. He notices the cemetery.
A cemetery? Oh, no!
He reads tombstones. The brothers rise from the ground in front of their tombstones. Their eyes glow yellow with red spirals, and they shamble toward Donald.
Uncle Donald, you saw us! You won!
Donald's ghost rises from his body and runs off, pulling him with it. He hides in a burial vault and lights a match. His nephews rise from under a blanket. Huey blows out the match. Donald bursts out of the vault and bolts away. He runs up a cliff and crashes into a tombstone. Falling over the cliff, he rides the tombstone like a sled through the cemetery. Donald crashes through a rope fence. Using tombstones like skis, Donald's nephews cling to the ropes as he drags them along. He crashes into a statue of an angel and falls on his back. The brothers shamble toward him. Flailing, Donald tangles in the ropes. The ducklings back him into an open grave and he falls in. Holding shovels, his nephews glare down at him.
I'm sorry, boys. I'll get your candy back, all of it. cross my heart and hope to die.
Donald and his nephews arrive at Goofy's house.
Drink your drink.
A shadowy figure with a hook hand answers the door. The duck's ghosts rise from their bodies and they run off. Goofy steps outside wearing a Santa costume. He holds a candy cane.
Where'd everyone go? I got the candy. Oh, well. Ho, ho, ho! Happy Halloween!
In the House of Mouse, the villains clap. Outside.
Now what do we do?
Step aside, boys. I'll take care of that, Jafar.
Gosh, I've never seen her so mad.
Ooh, I have.
And now, I've saved the best for last.
Listen, you. I'm giving you and all the other villains just 30 seconds to turn this back into the House of Mouse. Starting right now. 30, 29, 28, 27, 28.
Hook carries Minnie away.
Now, let's heat things up with a twisted tale that Mickey and Minnie will find a real scream. Roll it, Big Bad.
In a control room, the Big Bad Wolf blows on a DVD player and it plays a movie. In it, an owl watches Minnie and Mickey skip hand in hand over a hill. Minnie carries a picnic basket. They come to a stream and Mickey lays a leaf across it like a bridge. He motions for Minnie to cross, then follows her. She skips across a chasm on a log bridge and Mickey runs after her. They part a bush and find a house made of candy on the other side. Tossing the picnic basket aside, Mickey and Minnie rush up the candy walkway to the house. On the front porch, Minnie adjusts her bow and Mickey wipes his feet. He knocks. A panel in the door opens and an eye peers out. The panel slams shut and Mickey continues knocking. He crosses his arms and taps his foot impatiently. The door opens and a gray-haired old woman in a pointed purple hat stands inside. Later, a roving view passes through several trays of various sweets. Mickey and Minnie sit at the head of a table eating a feast of desserts. The old woman sets cakes in front of them, then takes turns feeding them bites. She wipes Minnie's mouth with a napkin, then pours a bowl of cookies into Mickey's mouth. She gives them cupcakes, cookies, and cotton candy. The old woman brings out more sweets, and Mickey and Minnie eat them all. Later, Mickey scoops the last bit of ice cream from a bowl. Empty dishes litter the table. The old woman leads Mickey and Minnie to a staircase. With heavy lids, they groggily allow the woman to lead them upstairs. On an upper floor, the old woman opens a door, revealing a brightly colored bedroom. Minnie fluffs the pillow and hops on the bed. Mickey springs a chair cushion with his finger, then sits on it. He smiles lazily as the old woman closes the bedroom door. With a key made of candy, she locks them inside. She raises her clawed hands and runs downstairs. In a kitchen, the old woman opens an oven and peers inside. She fills it with candy logs and steps back. Purple lightning shoots from her hands and ignites the logs. She waves and a book floats to her. The old woman gestures around the room and cooking supplies float out of pantries and off of shelves. They swirl around her. A knife chops a carrot and the pieces fly into a pot on the stove. A salt shaker shakes over the pot, then the pot floats into the oven. A page in the book reads, "Roasted Mice." In the bedroom, Mickey lounges before the fireplace. He stretches, then goes to a window. Opening the curtains, he finds the window bricked up. In a panic, he tries the door but finds it locked. In the hallway, the old woman's shadow creeps to the bedroom. Mickey looks at Minnie, who sleeps peacefully on the bed. He wakes her up and mimes trying the doorknob. He points to himself and furrows his brow. The old woman opens the door and Mickey charges. She steps aside and he crashes into a wall. Minnie takes his hand and pulls him through the hallway. They run downstairs. The old woman's shadow creeps across the staircase and the mice run into a room. Candy canes rise from a vase, transforming into tall serpents. They bite at Mickey and Minnie and the mice flee. In a hallway, glowing green discs flutter out of a basket like moths and chase after the mice. Minnie and Mickey close a door behind them and the discs shatter against it. Mickey takes a candle from the wall and runs off, pulling Minnie with him. Pink liquid chases after them. Candy canes shoot from the walls. A giant orange ball of candy rolls after the mice and they fall into an oversized cake. The cake erupts and the mice flow down a staircase in a torrent of pink icing. The stairs end in a drop and the mice tumble to a lower floor. Holding on to each other, they flow through the house with the torrent of icing. In a dark room, Mickey and Minnie's eyes glow. The lights turn on and a cage falls around them. The old woman steps away from it. Mickey shrugs at Minnie and they spot the old woman closing the oven. The mice hug each other. The old woman opens the cage door and pulls Mickey out. Minnie tries to pull him back, but he goes with the old woman to the oven. He tries to open the door, then shrugs. Glaring at Mickey, the old woman opens the oven door as Minnie sneaks up behind her. She pushes the old woman into the oven. The old woman hooks Mickey with her cane and pulls him in with her. Minnie tugs on Mickey's leg, but they both fall into the oven. The mice tumble through a column of flames. They land on the stone floor of a fiery pit. They spot a steep wall with footholds leading up to the open door. The mice share a smile and run to the wall, but the flames erupt from the ground, blocking their path. The flames form into the towering image of the old woman. Minnie runs off, and the fiery creature picks up Mickey. He tumbles in its hand, then falls to the ground. The monster backs Minnie against a wall, and Mickey picks up a flaming candy log. He charges at the creature, then uses the log as a pole to vault into the air. He lodges the log into an opening in the ground, extinguishing the flaming creature. Hand in hand, Mickey and Minnie climb up the steep wall as flames fire at them. A step crumbles and Minnie starts to fall, but Mickey pulls her up. They zigzag up the footholds, then go through the doorway and close it behind them. In the kitchen, Mickey smiles and wraps his arm around Minnie. He motions to the oven door. It shakes on its hinges and flames shoot out from the cracks. Mickey and Minnie sprint out of the house. Backstage, Mickey wears a red robe. He glares as Donald and Goofy put a magician's cap on his head.
Get him, Mickey!
Mickey pushes up the sleeves of his robe and marches on stage. The villains in the audience glance up with concerned looks. They gape at Mickey, who stands in a spotlight in a fighting stance. He locks eyes with Jafar, who fires flames from his staff. Mickey catches them in his hands. He rolls the flames into a ball and throws it back at Jafar. Jafar swings his staff like a baseball bat, hitting the ball out the front doors. Mickey creates another flaming ball and throws it. Jafar swings and misses. Mickey pitches again, and Jafar hits the ball over his head. Sweat pours down the opponent's faces. Mickey winds up and pitches another ball. Jafar bunts it, and it bounces into Mickey's cap, knocking it off.
Mickey's hat!
Oh, what do we do now?
The villains approach Mickey. Daisy opens a door, and Aladdin tosses her his lamp.
Here, use the lamp!
Daisy and Goofy toss the lamp to Minnie.
Mickey, catch!
She throws it.
The lamp will hold him forever!
The lamp!
All the villains but Jafar flee. Mickey rubs the lamp, and sparkling dust pours out, surrounding Jafar. He screams, then gets sucked into the lamp. Tinkerbell changes the sign outside back into House of Mouse. Later, the audience of animated characters applauds. On stage, Minnie kisses Mickey's cheek.
You're the only leader of this club, Mickey!
Aw, it was nothing! Anything to make sure we have a happy Halloween! Oh, nice costume, Donald! But Goofy already beat you to it.